From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. I'm James O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of The Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of The Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary G. Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. If you'd like to contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here is Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to come to you on this Thursday edition of the Living Truth program, where this week we are looking at Ephesians chapter 1, verses 12, 13, and 14, under the title of The Cause and the Effect of Our Position in Christ. Allow me to read those three verses for you today, if I may, and if you have a copy of God's Word, please follow along with me there. If you can't open your Bible and read it, just listen carefully as I read. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 12, 13, and 14, where the Word of God says, "...that we should be to the praise of His glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance, until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of His glory." You see, in those three verses, that phrase, the praise of His glory, is mentioned twice, which, as I emphasized the other day, means that no matter what we have in Christ, God did it for His glory, and we should praise Him for it. Well, yesterday, we considered the phrase, "after you heard, you trusted," taken from verse 13, the first part where it says, "in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation." And I emphasized yesterday that for a person to be saved, they must first of all hear the word of God, then make a positive response to the word of God, and then, through faith in Christ, they become a child of God. And my prayer is that you've done that. Today, I want us to focus on the last part of verse 13, where it says, "After that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise." And the phrase that I'm deriving from that is simply this: after you believed, you were sealed. And again, this is universal to all believers. And it's talking about the sealing of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit seals us unto the day of redemption. That is S-E-A-L. He seals us unto the day of redemption. Now, as the Apostle Paul wrote this under the inspiration of the Spirit of God, he was no doubt thinking of a king's seal in those days. And back in those days, the king's seal was usually made of hot wax and then placed on an official document and impressed with a signet ring to show his authority and ownership. That's what a seal was back in the days of the Apostle Paul. Well, the Holy Spirit is God's mark of authority and ownership upon each believer. Think about that. The presence of the Holy Spirit is God's mark of authority and ownership upon each believer. Let's think about the ministry of the sealing of the Holy Spirit for just a moment here today. And keep in mind, first of all, that the Holy Spirit brings the promise of God to us. You know, back in John chapter 14, where the Lord Jesus Christ is giving His last words, as it were, to His disciples before He went to the cross, He says this in verses 16 and 17 of John 14. He says, "And I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another Comforter, that He may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth Him not, neither knoweth Him, but ye know Him, for He dwelleth with you and shall be in you." Now, I talked the other day about the fact that back in the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit would come upon people to give them the enablement to do a specific task. He did not permanently indwell them. The permanent indwelling began when the church was formed in Acts chapter 2 on the day of Pentecost. And so what we see here in John 14 is that Jesus Christ is promising the ministry of the permanent indwelling of the Holy Spirit in the life of believers. Well, in Acts chapter 2, when the church was formed, the promise of the Spirit of God came and permanently indwelt born-again believers. Praise God for that. He will never leave us nor forsake us. But not only does the Holy Spirit bring the promise of God, but also the Holy Spirit brings the possession of God. In other words, through the Holy Spirit living within us as born-again believers, we are God's possession. Turn with me to Romans chapter 8. And by the way, I love Romans chapter 8 because it speaks so much of the Holy Spirit. It speaks so much of the security of our salvation. But notice what it says in Romans chapter 8 and verse 8. It says, "So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God." Now, being in the flesh here talks about being unsaved. And if you're unsaved, that is, you've not trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, you cannot please God. You can't please Him through your religion. You can't please Him through your good works. You can't please Him through giving or through praying or any other thing. Because without faith, it's impossible to please God. And if you want to please God, you need, through faith, to be born again. And so he says, "So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God, but ye are not in the flesh." He's talking to Christians now. And he says, "But in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you." Now, what is all of that saying? Well, it is teaching us that when we trust Christ as Savior, the Spirit of God takes up His residency in us. And we possess the Holy Spirit, but at the same time, God possesses us through the indwelling of the Spirit of God in our life. In other words, at the point of salvation, the Holy Spirit indwells the believer to secure the believer and to preserve and give eternal salvation to the believer. That's a tremendous thing to take into consideration. You drop down in Romans chapter 8, if you would please, to verse 14. It talks about the indwelling of the Spirit of God. It says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with Him, that we may be also glorified together." Wow. What is that teaching us? It is teaching us that at the point of salvation, we receive the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God is God's seal, God's mark of ownership, God's mark of authority upon us. And that seal will never be lost. In fact, as we look at our verse here, it says, we are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Going on to verse 14 of Ephesians 1, it says, "Which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of His glory." And we'll get into that tomorrow. But here's the point, beloved. The very moment you trust Christ, the very instant you trust Christ, You are sealed by the Spirit of God. God's mark of approval is placed upon you. The Spirit of God indwells you, and through His indwelling, you've got eternal security and eternal preservation and eternal salvation. And through the indwelling of the Spirit, you are empowered to do the work of God. You are equipped to do the work of God. And you are encouraged to be able to do the work of God. Beloved, we need to understand that without the working of the Holy Spirit of God in our lives, we would be nothing. You see, it's the Holy Spirit who convicts us of our sin of unbelief, so that when we hear the Word of God, we will trust Christ as Savior. It's the Holy Spirit who indwells us at the point of salvation, that we might have the empowerment, the equipment, and the encouragement to serve God. And it's the Holy Spirit of God who will never, ever leave us. As it says over in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 30, "Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption." Oh, beloved, thank God that after you believed upon Christ, you were sealed by the Spirit of God forever and ever and ever. But the question is, are you saved? If you are, I rejoice along with you today. If you're not, then you're not sealed with the Holy Spirit. I would encourage you to call upon the name of the Lord, ask Him to save you today, and He will. Now, the Lord willing, tomorrow we'll continue our study and look at the phrase, "After you were sealed, you were secured." I trust that you'll be there by the radio then. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no cost for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to help defray the costs of handling and shipping. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at simply wayoftruth@juno.com. Please visit our website. It's www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth radio broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Dr. Gary Dahl, I'm James O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.